This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
Yeah, Morgan Cunningham at Spotlight Connecticut. And my guest is Newington-based founder of Solo Agers Connect, Jill Kovalich. Jill, who has a background in marketing, and she's worked as a professional marketer for many years. And as we talked about at the beginning of the show, we talked about process, right? Life is a process. And in her life, she found out that she was going to be a solo ager. This was later in life, of course. And she figured out, I can combine my situation and my desire for knowledge about my situation and my marketing abilities all into one happy little package and call it Solo Agers Connect to help other people who are aging alone. Jill, welcome to the program. So good to have you on.
Thank you, Morgan. It's a pleasure to be here today.
You know, I read about this first in an article. I was just perusing news and seeing what was going on in Connecticut, and it came to me that this is a relatively new concept, at least that you have had and that you have acted on, and you're really catching on. You're hitting home for so many people who are aging alone. And, you know, Jill, I'm 28 years old. I'm an only child. I'm not married. I have no children. I don't necessarily expect to at any point in the near future, but it is possible, I suppose. But, you know, if you're, say, 70 or 75 years old and that's your situation, you might have some more serious concerns and considerations than I do, which is kind of just like, well, you know, this is life and I'm kind of living my life and we'll see what happens. But at that point, it becomes more serious as you age and you kind of look around and say, what do I do? And obviously, you realized that there were people out there in that situation. You wanted to help them. Is that kind of the gist of what got you into Solo Agers Connect?
Yes, very much so. You know, I was 28 once myself. Yes, as I approached 60 and then, you know, with my parents passing away, I myself am not married. I'm divorced and I do not have children. And I started looking at my future and thinking, well, all right, who's going to take care of me when I'm older or if I should become ill at some point? And those questions start to come up more as you get older. Certainly when you're in your 70s or even older, it's a bigger question. But these questions start coming on probably in your 50s because life starts to change quite a bit. And as I started to approach 60, I started doing some research to find some answers to these questions, and I really couldn't find anything in particular.
Did that surprise you at all, Jill, that it was kind of hard?
It was very difficult. I'm a very good researcher. As you mentioned, I have a career in marketing, and so I'm a pretty good researcher. And I went out there to find any information that I could find. And you have to go to so many places to find just a little piece. So I decided, well, since I can't find it, I might as well create it. And I wanted to put a one-stop shop together for people like me who are looking for information, for resources, for help. And also to build a community of people who are like me, who share a lot of my same concerns.
I should mention that this is a free, F-R-E-E. We love that word in radio. It's a free resource that you have created. You're not charging subscriptions. You're not looking to really make too much. You're not looking to make a dime off of this.
I know it's probably a bad business model, right? But no, what I wanted to do is I did not want to create something where you go to the site and then you have to give me all of your personal information and get a membership in order to read a blog or access a resource link or connect with a service provider. I wanted it to be accessible to anybody who needs it. You know, I do actually sell advertising spaces on it to service providers. They have to meet criteria. So it is a way to pay for the website, but people going to the website purely for information and help do not have to worry about being charged for it.
How does somebody end up being a solo ager? I assume that, you know, it's not necessarily a life goal that people have, but there are many different ways that you could end up being a solo ager.
Absolutely. It's an interesting thing. There are people who just, you know, never get married for any number of reasons, and they do not have children. And so as they get older, they are solo or alone, and they are aging, as we all are. And so they would become a solo ager by definition. And then you have people who may have been married for a long time, and they either face a divorce later in life and find themselves alone. They may have had a child who is completely estranged or living so far away that they're not even involved in their lives. And then, of course, on the other side of that, many times people lose their life partner to death. And that can happen at any point in your life. And it happens a lot as we age. So you can cycle into being a solo ager at any point. And as long as you don't have children or close relatives or a spouse helping you on a day-to-day basis involved in your life, you are, by definition, a solo ager.
From time to time, you do events about this in the greater Hartford area, and maybe someday you'll expand further out. But generally, tell me, Jill, who shows up? I mean, tell me about them. You know, roughly, what's their age, men, women? Tell me a little bit about the people that you're meeting on this journey.
Sure. I do a presentation called Solo Agers on the Rise, and I cover a lot of the demographics, the changing demographics in our life, and the sheer numbers of people who qualify as solo agers, and then some of the challenges, and then, you know, a positive spin on that and how to, you know, live your best life. I think that probably what you'll see is that most of the people who come to that, or the people who attend the in-person social coffee hours, are women. There are some men who attend, but far and away, it's mostly women. Women are joiners. They're looking for the social aspect. They're looking to connect with other people. And when I've done these presentations afterwards, so many people come up to me and we have these conversations, and they're all like, wow, you're giving me hope, or this is so important to me, or I'm glad this is here. I can meet other people. So it's filling a need, and it's resonating with that population. So I get a mix of people, but mostly solo agers and a good number of women.
What are they looking for, Jill?
Well, most of them talk about loneliness and how difficult it is to meet people, and how they may have tried to connect with other groups, but they're like a senior center, for example, does not have activities on the weekends, or during the week people go home to their spouse. So they're really looking for human connection, a friend to have dinner with, someone to spend time with in person, not just online events. So they're really looking for that human connection.
Jill, give everybody an idea on how they can find you online and get in touch with you.
Absolutely. The website is soloagersconnect.com, and you can find all the information there. If you're on Facebook, you can join our community. It's called Solo Agers Connect, and there's a private group, Solo Agers Connect. So if you want to be just part of that private group, you can do that too on Facebook. So those are the places to find me, and you can reach out to me there.
There is a little bit of hope. I know that this kind of sounds depressing and sad and disappointing and all of those things, but I want to draw on an experience that I had last November, which was my solo trip to Nashville. I had to burn some time off or lose it with work. The election had wrapped up. I was exhausted. There was a lot going on with news, and I had the ability to escape for a little while. I had heard for years all these people that went to Nashville, but for one reason or another, I never made it work with anybody else. I didn't think to go until really last year when I felt the pressure. I felt the pressure. Everybody was going to Nashville except yours truly. And I decided, you know what? I've got a few days. I hopped on the plane. I went to Nashville by myself. People were extremely jealous when they found out that I went because I didn't invite anybody, and I had a damn good time. And Jill had a similar experience when she went to Paris as a solo traveler, didn't you, Jill?
Ooh la la, you bet I did.
Ooh la la, bonjour.
Yes, I wasn't really looking for the trip. It sort of found me, like most things seem to, but I was curious. I started doing some research online to find out whether or not some of these solo travel experiences really are built the way you need them as a solo traveler. For example, solo travelers really do not like single supplements, but they seem to add them on to every trip you take, which feels like a penalty for not having someone to travel with. But I was out there looking, and this, you know, popped up online. It was Christmas in Paris. And for a long time, I haven't been to Paris in like 15 years, and I wanted to go back. And I thought, well, what am I waiting for? What am I waiting for? You know? So I put a deposit on it, and I was so excited for months and months. And I went, and I have to say, I think I had a better time than I even expected to have. It was phenomenal. It was a boutique experience. It was a solo travel trip. It was hosted by a woman who is American, who lives in Paris, who runs Paris personally, which is a travel kind of company. And she was phenomenal. And I met three terrific women, just like me, all solo agers, living in various parts of the country. And we had a wonderful time. We had just enough time together, enough time apart. We had a really phenomenal Christmas meal together. And I loved it. I loved the trip. I hope I can go back again. It was terrific.
So I want to tell you about two friends that I have. Both of them are in their 40s. One is a guy who loves to travel and check places out, but doesn't really want to go alone. And I have another friend also in her 40s. It's a woman. And she has some younger children to worry about, and so that's obviously a factor. But she wants to travel alone one day, but she's absolutely terrified to do it. What would you tell people who are in that mindset that, oh, I have to be in a group, and I have to go with friends, and I have to go with family? What would you tell them?
Well, I kind of want to say get over it and go. It's very difficult, though. If you're not a seasoned traveler, there are a lot of things you need to navigate when you travel, and so it can be a bit overwhelming. I think the best thing to do is start locally and start small. Get comfortable maybe going to a bed and breakfast that you feel safe going to that's within a drivable distance, and then start expanding from there. If you can't go abroad, maybe travel within the U.S., try a few trips. Book a solo travel experience. You'll feel safe. You'll have just enough of the, you know, planning that you don't want to do done for you. And then branch out from there. But I have to tell you, Morgan, I have a philosophy that you go around once in life, and I certainly don't want to just sit home. I want to have some experiences that make life worth living. So a lot of times we fear things that are never going to happen. You'll probably go on the trip and have an awesome time and book the next one. So I say start small if you have to, but start.
Is this part of your strategy? You find all of these solo agers and you try to inspire them. Like, it's not just sitting around and talking about the issues related to solo aging or kind of the, you know, I don't want to call it necessarily depressing, but serious, you know, talks about, okay, I'm 85 and I fall ill. What do I do as a solo ager? That the serious stuff, right? There's so many aspects in life that are serious and need to be discussed, but do you try to find a way to make this whole process uplifting for people?
Oh, absolutely. I think by nature, I'm just a very positive person. I'm also very much a realist. So I look at things from both sides. But yes, I don't think that everything has to be bleak. This is something that I found or I encountered when I was starting to do some research on this. I found a site where some people, you know, this group was sharing some information, and I got a little disturbed by how bleak the messaging was. And I thought, you know, it doesn't have to be this way. You can find ways in your life to have positive experiences. So maybe you're not at a position in life where you could join a pickleball league, all right? But hey, if you can walk just down to the end of your street and back, do it, all right? Little bits, whatever fits your life. People are hungry for in-person connections. So if I can provide some of that, that's a conduit for them to meet some people in their local town and begin to develop friendships to get them out, that's what I hope to do. But I think that, yes, I think you have to have a positive attitude on it, and you have to put some effort into it as well, which is not always easy, and I recognize that. And everybody moves at their own pace. But I find a lot of different ways to help people find that good fit, and I'll just continue doing that.
Every Valentine's Day, Jill, I bring on, actually, I didn't really draw the connection here, but her name is Jill, too, Jill Dunn. She's a matchmaker.
She must be great.
Jills are great. They must be great, right? And I guess in a way, the two of you are kind of doing something similar. So what she does, she's a matchmaker, and she intentionally finds people who are looking to date at all levels, whether they're 28 or 78 or 88, right? And everything in between. So my question to you, Jill, is, are your people, your solo agers, are they looking to date later in life, or are they more interested in continuing their solo experiences but maybe make some friends along the way?
It's hard to say, and I can't really speak for every single one of them. I think there are a lot of people out there who probably would like to have some sort of companion. It's a word that comes up a lot. I like companionship. I haven't heard anybody tell me, oh, I'm actively looking for another husband, or I'd like to remarry again. But I hear the word companion. And a companion can be a good friend. It can be someone you date, or it could be perhaps a love relationship. That's the one component that I'm not building into Solo Agers Connect. I don't intend to matchmake like that. So Jill Dunn has a great service there that they can, you know, offer that. So I think that people are just looking for connections. Not necessarily. There are a lot of women who are not necessarily looking for a husband or a life partner, but they definitely would like to have some kind of companion.
Jill, I know that you try to really bring people into your website a lot, because there is a wealth of information there, as well as more information on how to connect with you at things like events. So what kind of events do you plan and arrange? How do they work, and what might be coming up?
Sure. The website itself continues to evolve. It's soloagersconnect.com, and you can find service providers there. You can find resources. You can find insights, which are articles I write based on information or concerns that solo agers share with me. And then there's an events page, and the events page has upcoming events, of course. And I will be doing a Solo Agers on the Rise presentation in Farmington, April 8th. There are now regular coffee and connections meetings that I'm having in person on Saturday mornings, and those will start to expand as I'm talking to more co-facilitators to get those out there into different communities. And that's an opportunity for people to go and spend, you know, an hour or two actually physically meeting people in person, which is really, really nice. So I suggest that people who are looking for those types of events can go to the website, but I am putting it out on different calendars, online calendars and printed calendars. So take a look at your newspapers and the feed that you get online, and maybe do a keyword search for solo agers, and hopefully you'll be able to connect with that and find out what's going on. But these are starting to grow, and there'll be more of them, and that's my goal, is to reach as many people throughout the state that I can. There are 250,000 solo agers in Connecticut alone and 16 million across the U.S. So there's certainly a need for people to meet other solo agers.
Now, that's such a big number. Does it surprise you?
Well, being one of them and having so many friends who are solo agers and seeing so many younger people, people younger than me who either are having no children or one child or choosing not to get married, I guess it's not surprising. But when you think of Connecticut being a fairly small state, that's a lot of people. And these are conservative numbers, Morgan, because a lot of this data is based on people who are 65 and older. And my solo agers really reaches down to a population starting at age 50. Because in your 50s, you really start to need to look at, you know, your finances and your friend base and all of that. So it's a big number, but honestly, it's probably bigger.
Do you find it, I don't know, depressing or sad? I know that you try to find ways to make it uplifting, but it can be really heartbreaking for people, especially if they've experienced death, loss of a partner, loss of a child, things like that.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I think that that's part of life, and I don't think you can get through it without feeling sad at some point. For me personally, as much as I am a positive person, I do have my moments where I get concerned about things, and I wonder how I'm going to navigate something. And you know, most people who are solo agers talk about loneliness or not having enough friends or a companion. So it can be kind of difficult if you do want to take a trip or you want to go to a concert or just have somebody to go out to dinner with. Those kind of things can make you feel a little bit isolated or lonely, but you have to push through it. It's not always comfortable. But I will tell you that people who are coupled up also have those moments as well. It's just that solo agers themselves tend to fly under the radar. We tend to be somewhat less visible. You mentioned about the person you had on your show around Valentine's. You know, Valentine's is a really big reminder that so much of the world seems to be focused on couples, financial planning, long-term care, insurance, holidays. And yet, I just told you there are 250,000 people raising, you know, here in Connecticut who don't even qualify in that category.
Incredible. What are you looking to do with this, Jill, in the next year? Because this is a pretty new and fledgling thing that you've got going on. I know it's in development. What's your goal for the next year or, I don't know, next 5 years?
Well, it's very interesting because I did write a business plan for this, and I had some wonderful help from SCORE, Senior Corps of Retired Executives. They offer so much wonderful help. I really, my first goal is to do the best job possible reaching as many people as I can in Connecticut and providing help and assistance to them as solo agers. This is already taking on a life of its own because it's already going past the borders of Connecticut. This morning, I had some inquiries from a lady in Michigan. I have people on my Facebook page from California, Colorado, New Mexico, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Maine, and Connecticut, and probably a few other states. I think Rhode Island was in there too. So it's already going way past the boundaries of Connecticut, and that is because the need is so great. So what I see for this is right now I'm focused very much on bringing this out to people in Connecticut, knowing very well that this is going to grow very quickly and probably reach a lot of people way outside of Connecticut. So I do see it going bigger like that. I mean, right now I'm trying to focus on doing the best job I can, getting the word out and helping as many people as I can right here.
Didn't you tell me something the other day, some guy in Australia, or you saw something about this in Australia?
Yeah, somebody from Australia is following the Facebook page because they're a solo ager. Right there, I can tell you, you know, it's somebody way outside of Connecticut. See, once you go on social media, you know, you have an audience that's global. When you're going just local, when I'm doing my presentations here in Connecticut, you know, they're local. But the truth is that people are looking, they're doing keyword searches online for, you know, aging solo, aging alone, and they're popping into my Facebook page. They're popping into the Solo Agers Connect website. The need is great. People are looking for information, and they're finding Solo Agers Connect.
Jill, I hate to do it, but we are about out of time, and there's more we could say and talk about, so we'll have to do another show, but we'll leave it here. Remind everybody once more, one final time, how they can find you online and connect with Solo Agers Connect.
They can go online and find soloagersconnect.com. That's the website. They can communicate with me by through that website there. They can go to Facebook and be part of our community, and that would also be called Solo Agers Connect. And then there's a private group, Solo Agers Connect group. So I invite them to find me there and check out the events page, come to a coffee and connections in-person meetup, and I hope to meet more solo agers out there in Connecticut.
And let me tell you and everybody else, I've got a solo trip coming up in late April myself.
Where are you going?
I'm looking forward to it. Let me tell you, North and South Carolina. I'm going alone, but I'm meeting with some people there, a bunch of people. So that will be good.
You'll have a good time.
I can't wait.
Travel.
I can't wait. So I think
you're paving the way to be a solo traveler and living a great life, potentially as a solo agent.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.